Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Berlaw is here. John is a great member of our Brain Trust going back to 07 and many times in between. He's a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He's a recognized expert in many areas, including crowdfunding, which we're going to have to get him back and talk to us some more about crowdfunding in the future. I'm glad to know he's gotten more involved in that. He's also been keeping in his crosshairs an organization called the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, CFPB, which is being run by a guy named Richard Cordray. And I was very suspect of this organization, Mr. Cordray, when it first came out, and it looks like my concerns were justified. John Berlaw, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be on, Jim.
Thanks, good to have you back. Were my concerns justified, John?
Oh, very much so. It's running, you know, steamrolling over community banks, other small businesses with. And with no effective oversight from Congress, because it doesn't get it gets money not from the appropriations process like other agencies, but actually through a portion of what the Federal Reserve gets from selling dollars.
He reports to the president, I guess, right?
Well,
or does he report
yes
to anyone?
Yes, Richard Cordray. The president doesn't really have effective oversight over him either, because
if he gets his money from the Fed, he wouldn't have, would he?
A fixed 6-year term. So whoever the next president is, they can't remove him until 2019.
Right. Now this guy is from Ohio. He's a major left wing political operative. Was he former Secretary of State of Ohio, something like that?
Attorney General, who was actually defeated in re-election.
Right. So, all right, tell the audience about the CFPB.
Well, it was created by Dodd-Frank, a huge agency under the control of, and not with a bipartisan commission like the SEC, but under the control of one guy like a cabinet. Yet at the same time, unlike a cabinet, the guy can't be removed by the next president. It's not subject to appropriation, so Congress has no effective oversight.
Right.
And not only that, the statute, Dodd-Frank specifically says that it limits judicial review over the CFPB, that says that a judge must defer to the CFPB. So we're challenging that in court. We're representing and, you know, co-plaintiffs with a small bank in Texas, the State National Bank of Big Spring. But ironically, in one of their latest rules, they're saying, you know, despite the fact that they're shielded from accountability and both judicial and congressional oversight, they complain about consumers' lack of a day in court when financial service providers and consumers want to enter into a arbitration agreement. And doing a rule that will empower the trial lawyers and expense of consumers.
So I want to slow down and back up just a little bit. So folks, the Federal Communications Commission, which was in charge of turning the internet into a utility, has a board and a chairman, and every president can nominate people to the different boards, and usually it's 2 and 3, one way or the other, Democrat or Republican majority. The Federal Election Committee, the National Labor Relations Board, et cetera, et cetera. These are all set up with boards and chairmen, which, and as I say, sometimes they're majority Republican, sometimes majority Democrat. CFPB isn't like that, as you said, John, at all. And there's this one guy who doesn't report to anybody, Apparently, the courts have to defer to him. Now comes the CFPB saying, as you said, they don't want someone like you or me to be able to go to arbitration on a complaint with a financial organization. They want us to have to go to court.
Right. Right, basically.
Which costs a lot more money than arbitration.
It costs a lot more money, and consumers get, end up...
It takes longer.
Show that consumers get an average of $1.50, and it's trial lawyers who, per case, and trial lawyers walk away with millions.
And arbitration is quicker, too, right? It's resolved quicker.
Like, yeah, 6 months versus, taking an average of 3 years.
Yeah. And see, most people don't have the time to keep paying those fees, the attorney fees, and as you say, they get less, they wind up getting less. So do you believe the motivation behind this is for trial lawyers?
Well, trial lawyers will certainly end up the big winners with this, and already there's really can walk away with millions and just give consumers. Consumers have to sign up to a lot of times and fill out complicated forms to receive anything. And frequently, it's only
what is the financial industry? How does the financial industry feel about this? The people who would be sued.
They obviously don't like it. But it's interesting when you say the financial industry. People try to make, as with all rules about big banks and other things, but actually credit unions have. Yeah. Written strongly against this rule, saying that
why would they? Looks like they would like it because if it was going to keep an individual, if an individual says I don't want to fight this for 3 years, but I'll fight it for 6 months, it looks like going the longer term would limit the number of exposure they have.
Well, yes, and credit unions. Organizations like credit unions would be people, since they are members of individuals, it would sort of
right.
be like doesn't hurt the it would hurt the members themselves, it would be members,
the owners of the credit union. So the bottom line of this limiting the arbitration ability of you or me individuals to take a grievance to a financial planning, it'd be like a financial planning organization, or like a certified financial planner, and their broker dealer, those kind of folks, right?
There are different plans set up, but it's set up by the American Arbitration.
But this is limiting your and my ability to arbitrate and require us to go to court, which is something that I think is not good for us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.